there was a major win for environmentalists.
I am going to sign a letter to the maritime industry vetoing the Port Ambrose project.
Governor Cuomo went to the ice arena in Long Beach on Long Island to announce he is vetoing the Port Ambrose project. It would have built a liquefied natural gas terminal in the waters off New York and New Jersey, just 19 miles from Jones Beach and 29 miles from Long Branch. Cuomo cited security concerns. He said terrorist groups are springing up who look for targets of opportunity, and there are threats by Mother Nature.
With a pipeline, with 1,000-foot tankers out there unloading, for me, increases exponentially the concern and the threat that you would have to worry about with another hurricane or flood like Hurricane Sandy. And by the way, I don't believe that that is the last time we're going to deal with something like that. Climate change is real. Extreme weather is real.
Liberty Natural Gas was vying to develop the port, and it said bringing more natural gas into the area would lower home heating prices. Environmentalists, though, who won the fight, argued the port could hurt the environment and be a potential target for terrorists. In other environmental news, a New York agency is objecting to the 20-year relicensing of Indian Point, the nuclear power plant on the lower Hudson River. It said the plant kills millions of fish larvae and it sits near seismic faults, thereby threatening millions of people. The Department of State says the plant is incompatible with the estuary's ecology and safety of New York City, just 24 miles downstream. This is a win for activists and concerned citizens who have been speaking out over safety concerns. Smoking could soon be banned in public housing. The Department of Housing and Urban Development is proposing to require all of the nation's public housing agencies to make their properties smoke-free. HUD Secretary Julian Castro says the rule would save about $153 million a year in health care costs, repairs, and preventable fires. The rule would ban lit tobacco products in all residences, indoor common areas, and administrative offices. Smoking also would be prohibited outdoors within 25 feet of housing and administrative buildings. The nation's Surgeon General says the rule is needed to protect public housing residents from the dangers of secondhand smoke. The public has 60 days to comment on the rule. The ban would take effect 18 months after the rule is finalized. Meanwhile, many NYCHA residents are wondering why the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is concerned with banning smoking in public housing when NYCHA allows them to live in substandard conditions.
You, Mitch, for Mizzou, we support you.
Demonstrations and expressions of solidarity for Missouri University students have rocked college campuses around the country. On Twitter, a hashtag #BlackOnCampus has been drawing thousands of comments. On Monday, the president of the University of Missouri was ousted. He was replaced by longtime professor Michael Middleton. He was the first black student admitted to the MU School of Law and helped found the Legion of Black Collegians. The change in leadership at MU is seen by leaders of other student groups on other campuses as a way to press their own university administrators for better treatment of black students.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
At schools including Michigan and Yale, students say protests which led to the resignation of UM's president are emboldening them to take a harder line. Some are calling for more diversity among faculty and more spending on scholarships for minorities, as well as resources such as cultural centers.
Beauty for the people! Beauty for the people! Beauty for
in New York City, CUNY students took part in the Million Student March. They marched to the residence of the CUNY chancellor to demand the right to free education on Thursday. Police blocked students from entering the building. Students were undaunted, though. They carried signs saying, cops off campus, freeze tuition, abolish tuition, free education now, Black Lives Matter. Schools should be tuition and police free. PeoplesPower.net. In all, there were more than 100 demonstrations throughout the country around the Million Student March demanding free college tuition and cancellation of student debt. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.